Well, these two rulings that came out today in the Defense of Marriage case and the Proposition 8 case are tremendously significant and represent big steps forward in our efforts to achieve full equality for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender folks under federal law. And they also shine a light on the work we still have to do to ensure that folks in all 50 states actually have rights. The court found that the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional, which is significant in that it means that the federal government will begin recognizing marriages that have been lawfully performed in states across the country, and really points towards the direction I believe our country's headed in, which is ultimately recognizing marriages among same-sex couples in all 50 states and people having the ability to formalize the love and commitment through the institution of marriage, regardless of their sexual orientation. So we are buoyed by this, feel very hopeful moving forward, and also feel a great deal of urgency regarding the situation of LGBT rights in the South.
DOMA was passed into law and signed by President Bill Clinton. What does the Supreme Court's decision mean for the future of same-sex marriage in North Carolina?
Well, there are certainly questions about what it means. It doesn't directly impact North Carolina law as of today, but the finding that the Defense of Marriage Act was unconstitutional certainly raises profound constitutional questions about measures like Amendment 1, which essentially mirror on the state level what DOMA was doing on the federal level. So, there are a lot of legal analysts who are looking at the question of what the DOMA ruling means for folks who live in non-recognition states, especially those who are legally married. We don't have firm answers to those yet, and I think the weeks and months to come will shed a lot more light on that. But certainly what we know is that in DOMA being struck down, it opens the doors to all kinds of legal challenges on both the state and federal level, I would imagine, across the country, and potentially here in North Carolina as well. Just because there are not constitutional grounds for measures like the Defense of Marriage Act or Amendment 1.
It appears, though, that the ruling left in place laws banning same-sex marriage around the country, and it appears it didn't answer the question if there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage.
The court did not address that question of whether the fundamental right to marry applies to same-sex couples. And so that question will need to be brought back to the court in the future. Hopefully on an aggressive timeline, because that ultimately is the fundamental question we're looking at. And, you know, today the conversation is very much about the legal questions and some technical legal issues. For us, what we see day in and day out is the human side of this issue, which is families living here in Buncombe County and Asheville who do so without the most fundamental protections. People who suffer because of the absence of the ability to marry or to adopt and be the legal parent to a child. And that's what really motivates us in this work. So certainly, you know, what's happened today is tremendously significant. It's a day to celebrate in our community. It's very much aligned with the momentum in terms of public opinion. You know, 58% of Americans support marriage equality. 81% of Americans under age 30 support marriage equality, which is a staggering statistic. We all know the direction we're headed in, but we certainly feel a lot of urgency to ensure that the South gets there with the rest of the country.
Does it change the strategy in North Carolina for your organization?
Our strategy is about advocating for federal equality by taking action in the South to shine a light on the reality of discriminatory laws, and at the same time responding to the day-in, day-out realities of what it means to be LGBT in the South by offering free legal clinics, by advancing equality measures when possible, for instance, in Buncombe County or the city of Asheville. So it doesn't change our strategy, but it certainly motivates us to push even harder in implementing our strategy because we believe the South does have a critical role to play in how our country will ultimately get to federal equality.
Reverend Jasmine Beach Ferrara is the executive director of the Campaign for Southern Equality. Thank you very much.
Thank you.